Yeah. So, okay. Here's what we're going to do, guys. We got some really cool stuff in store for you. This is one of my favorite things we're going to share with you today. So I don't want to waste any time. We're going to get started immediately. For the next couple of minutes, what I'm going to do to start out our week two, part two training call is I'm going to give some shout-outs to some superstar action takers in the group, those that did the homework. And the homework was to simply send me an email just updating me on what you've done, even if you hadn't done anything, you know, just saying, hey, I'm showing up for the calls. That's better than nothing. I just like to see where everybody is. And most importantly, the biggest question I get is what do I outsource? What can I let go of? What else can I think of? And I'm not always there to give you all the answers because there's so many possibilities. So what you're going to start to see as I go through people's updates and share some really cool things, that will give you guys some sparks of genius on what you can. So make sure to listen up and obviously listen for your name if you were one of those who sent me over an email. So we have Todd Barth, who says he made a video this week. So congratulations on that. Video is obviously an incredible thing that I recommend outsourcing. I have a peer in the industry who just let go of her video editing. And she says that's just like been the most amazing thing. Hold on a second. I have a new Mac, and it does this thing where it like automatically zooms in on your screen when you tap the mouse too many times. It's the weirdest thing. Let's see. Sandy Hayden says, we sold our house. Congratulations. And I outsourced it to a realtor now to outsource the moving. Fantastic. So, Sandy, obviously, as usual, look for things that you can do digitally as well. You could even have an outsourcer research the best places to live in the country. Fun things like that. Let's see. Okay, moving along. I got to go through some of these. Let's see. Judy Mastraccio says, does telling you that I researched some profiles of possible VAs count as having done some homework? Absolutely, it counts. Yes, you're taking action, and that's great. And I know some people don't like the sound of homework, so you get to call it whatever you want. Judy, if you're just at the research stage, that's fine. I'm only going to say this, is that don't let fear be the reason why you don't move forward and pick someone. You can research VAs all you want, but until you start to see them perform for you, do you truly know? Anybody can write a great resume. Anybody can have great testimonials and statistics, but until you start to see them perform, you won't know for sure. We have our superstar, Rob Russell, who has done a lot of work in the past week or two. Let's see. I'm going to go through his as quickly as I can. He says, so far I've spent a little over $100 with a killer graphics team member on Odesk, and she has branded his social media. Great thing to outsource. So he has a custom Facebook header, which I saw, he shared in the group, looks amazing, and a custom Facebook header on their private group. And he has a new Twitter background. And on top of this, he's hired a social media manager who's working to get more likes and having him join other real estate groups. Awesome. This is great. Congrats on that, Rob. Let me keep going through these. Let's see. We have Ellen Feinberg. She's got some great stuff she's doing. She hired local. Let's see what it says. Hiring local outsource to work on some of my SEO for a client. So that sounds like she's hired someone to do some SEO for a local client. That sounds fantastic. Also utilizing Above for my own website refurbishing. I always like when you get to tweak and improve your existing website. She's made a few Fiverr purchases. For those who haven't seen or played around with Fiverr, I recommend doing that this week. Fiverr is Fiverr.com. Let's see. Let's keep on going. Pamela Jolly. This is awesome. She's purchased 5 articles on iWriter.com for her website. She's hired a graphic designer to tweak her existing Keynote files to embed them on her website. Excellent. He's in Pakistan, and he's just $3.33 an hour. I hired him for a test 7 days with 3 explicit projects to do, and we'll see how it goes. She's also in need of an editor and someone to take thousands of business cards and create a database. Just have to figure out who would be the best person for that job. Pamela, excellent. You got to figure out a way to get those business cards digitally. So scan them, take pictures of them on your iPhone, whatever you can do to get them onto the internet, get them into your Dropbox, and get someone who is just a virtual assistant, $2 an hour or less, to do basic data entry. They're going to put the name, the email, the contact number, and the job title, and maybe comments into an Excel or Google Doc so that you have that all added. But great job on that, Pamela. And then we have Doc Youngblood, who says, I've had a VA since just before the first call. Awesome. And he's outsourced the following. He's researched for copy for his new website. And he has SEO plan suggestions, transcribing, and some training. Awesome. Great job with that. We got a few more I want to share with you guys. Let's see. All right. Albert Jennings. Al, nice to see you. He set up his account on Odesk and on online jobs. Good. That's always the first step. Hired a graphic designer from the Ukraine on Odesk to do a photo enhancement to use as a banner on our web homepage. $30, not bad. Posted a job on Odesk and online jobs for someone to create my website. I received over 50 after applications. After speaking with 4 people, I hired someone from the Philippines for $75. Congrats. And my assistant posted a job on online jobs for a full-time VA. Good. High five for you. And got 80 applications overnight. Now we have 120. We'll narrow it down to 40. Good. It's better to have more to choose from then not enough. Guys, we have a few more, and hopefully this is giving you some great suggestions. Okay, Anita. Anita says, hi, James. Loving the class so far. Thank you, Anita. Last week, I let go of the web sales page for my Metaphysical Marketing Mastery Home Study course. Yes, high five to that. I have a web designer in California at $17.50 an hour. That's a little... it's a good price for an in-state designer. You will be able to find someone cheaper out of the country. Told her to set up a new domain, upload Optimize Press, and take the 6-week live class materials on my site and make a sales page for the home study. Great. That's fantastic. Congrats on that. She's just waiting for testimonials and bonuses. Anita, a great thing with testimonials is whenever my testimonials come in, sometimes they come in on the Facebook groups, sometimes people send me Facebook messages, sometimes people upload a video, other times people just email me, and I take those as soon as I get them, and I have my virtual assistant organize them in a Google Doc, so I can upload and access all my testimonials in an instant, and I don't have to worry about it. I have my team do that, so that's a great little trick for you to do. And I'm just going to check out her website because she put a link here, and I'm excited for what she has. And this looks great. It really does. The graphics look fantastic. It's very clean. The only thing I would say here, you're probably just not finished with it, but make sure you have the big buy now button so people know how to buy. And I think it's just because you're still working on it, but fantastic with that. Anita, she's also outsourced the setup of autoresponders in Infusionsoft to a separate VA at $25, and that's someone who specializes in Infusionsoft. That's fantastic. We have some conversation about Infusionsoft. I personally don't use it. I know a lot of people that do. It has a steep learning curve, and if you can let go of learning and dealing with Infusionsoft, you're going to save a lot of time and frustration. And now she's looking for a full-time VA this week. Fantastic, Anita. Love it. Let's see, we have Dawn, signed up at online jobs, posted a position, Skyped several people, trying to connect with a person that you sent me, so hoping to get that done today. Good. And then planning to hire a VA and then to Odesk for project work. Excellent, Dawn. Sounds like you're right on track. Love it. Congrats. And then we have another one from Rob Mullins. Let's see. He goes, hi, James. Just wanted to let you know that I've opened a 3-month account at online jobs. Awesome. And I've submitted my first full-time VA job posting. And his description simply said, full-time virtual assistant needed, looking for a full-time VA to help manage my business, perform simple tasks, and support me in my online marketing efforts. Very similar to what we gave you as an example. And he says, I'm launched and it feels good. Excellent. It definitely should. So, I believe that's about all I have. If you guys slipped through the cracks and I didn't mention you, I apologize. But congrats to everybody who did. And hopefully everyone just listening to those start to get some other ideas of what's possible, get some inspiration and motivation from all the people that are taking action. And you'll notice that the more you take action with this, the less work you really have to deal with. So let's get into this. Today's agenda, we're going to do a quick review. We're going to talk about something very exciting, a very exciting gift that we have for you guys today called the orientation process. We'll do hot seats if we have any brave souls and some question and answers. And of course, as usual, we will pull back that curtain and I'll share with you my latest and greatest in my outsourcing journey as I continue to learn and experience and let go just like you guys. So super quick review. The two big sites we talked about were what? Online jobs and Odesk, right? So online jobs is where I recommend if you are not trying to dabble and you want something, you're in it to win it, and this is your full-time business, or you want it to be on its own a full-time serious business. Obviously, you don't have to spend 40 hours in a business for it to generate revenue. What I highly recommend and encourage is that you have a right-hand man or a right-hand woman, and you can get one for under $2 an hour, full-time, dedicated for you. Obviously, that's what I stress. That's what I recommend. Why? Because that was where the transformation happened in my business. That is what turned it all around for me. Anytime I had little stuff. I've had little stuff today. I think I've emailed Clint, who you guys know is my right-hand man, probably 7 times today with little stuff. I was looking through some of my old YouTube videos and one of the links was broken because we forgot to put the HTTP in the beginning. Dumb little mistake. It happens all the time. Now here's what I could have done. I could have logged into my account. I could have gone to edit video and I could have typed it in and I could have fixed it myself. Would have taken about 4 minutes of my time and stress and loading and double checking. Instead, I just copied the URL and I said, fix the link. Took me 15 seconds. Believe it or not, it's quicker for me to just send the email. So I have all these little emails where things like, hey, this link isn't working, or can you double check this? Can you research that? And when you have someone at your disposal, it's so much more magical. We've been doing a lot more Odesk stuff in the last few weeks. We as in the proverbial I, the plural I, in my business. And I love Odesk, but it takes time. It takes time to put the description and the assignment out there to find the right person to interview them. When you find the right person on online jobs, you want to hold on to them. You want to keep them full time, and at $60 to $80 a week, it's totally going to be worth it. Okay, the other one we'd obviously talked about, Odesk, and I gave you this kind of breakdown of when to use which, the pros, the cons of each. And let me go back there so you guys can look at that. Do you really quick, ladies and gentlemen, have any questions on the pros and cons of when you should use Odesk and when you should use online jobs? Go ahead and type any questions in for Dawn right now and I'll answer them. But basically, in a nutshell, online jobs is a great place. It's Philippines only, and the Filipinos are great for the basic generic virtual assistant tasks. So things like, you know, taking business cards and putting them into an Excel Google Doc so that you have a database, that's something that anybody can do. Anybody can type in a name, put it into a spreadsheet. Anyone can do that. And that's someone you want to find that's your Filipino VA. Because that might take them 3 or 4 hours, depending on how many you have. And what, that was less than $8. Is that worth it? Absolutely, that's worth it. Where Odesk, I'm going to give you another example of an assignment I just outsourced to Odesk today, and you're going to see the difference. These are the one and done tasks. So, Dawn, did any questions come in from anybody on this?
Transcriptionists.
So that's a great question. Okay, so first off, for transcriptionists, I'll tell you right now, everybody write this down, because everybody should have a transcriptionist on hand or at one point in their business, and there's a lot of reasons why. One is because it's a great extra benefit for your YouTube videos. So the goal is to find someone that you can contact and use. So it really depends where you're at with how many transcriptions you're going to need. If you're doing a telesummit or a big class, like something like I'm doing, and you want to do transcripts for hour-long calls, you're going to need someone at a longer-term basis, right? So I would start with online jobs. If they're just for short little assignments or a one-time deal, Odesk, or also Fiverr. If you have little videos that you want to outsource, like a 5-minute video on YouTube, and you want to get that transcribed, Fiverr is a great place for that. Or Odesk, you can find a transcriptionist for a part-time thing. But if you know that every week that you need to get something transcribed, I would check online jobs. Now, here's the thing. Whether you choose either of those, the standard rate is $1 per audio minute. A 2-minute video is $2 for the transcription. If someone tries to say, well, this is my rate, this is my thing, you just say, sorry, the standard rate I'm going to pay is $1 per minute. Dawn, do you have any quick feedback on that? Because I know you do a lot of our transcriptions.
Yes, and they actually, I just had on the transcription stuff, it's good. Actually a little less than that. Yeah, it's more like
really?
A quarter
okay. Well,
a minute.
Then I've been paying yes. my lady a
yes.
dollar.
I think when you do the dollar minute, that's when you're
and
finding
they'll
States.
Take out the ums and ahs, they'll format it a little bit for you and things that don't really make sense.
Right.
You're gonna get literal letter for letter, word for word transcriptions from someone at a quarter minute.
Right, and you can also when you do them because I've had a really, really great gal who's been doing a lot of mine, and she's just phenomenal. And I mean, she'll even type in there if there's something in the audio that she didn't understand. She marks the time slot there, so I can go back and check the word and stuff. So there are some very, very
awesome.
Good ones.
Do we
there that you
do
can
we
get
have any
very
other
conscientious
questions
with
on
their
the Odesk first online jobs? When to choose? Perfect.
Yes, Tori had asked. She says she's about 88% done with her website, and she has some items to tweak, but a lot of plug-in and widget stuff. I was thinking Odesk, and how much should she pay for that type
cool.
of task? It's WordPress,
yeah, it
Tori?
Sounds like WordPress. Okay, so I would...
Yes.
Here's the thing. This is a great question. So, like I said, I have... So, for me, it would be a different answer than it would be for Tori, because I have my team already established, and they've all been trained on WordPress. They know how to do all that stuff. So the benefit, Tori, is that I can go to my team and say, hey, I got this plugin, fix it, make it work, upload it, tweak it, do whatever it needs to get done, and they can do it. So Tori, I'm always going to recommend that that's what you go for in the long run, because that's the big benefit. Now, there is a big immediate benefit of just going to Odesk and saying WordPress expert needed. Create a job post and say, I have a few tweaks that need to be done with WordPress and list out the basics. Like if you need custom programming, that's going to be a different type of assignment. This is someone who's just going to kind of manage and do some tweaks and some, you know, little minor code change or customization. You know, that's going to be fairly easy. Look for someone who knows WordPress inside and out. And yeah, you're going to find someone that's more than the $2 virtual assistant in the Philippines. But honestly, like if you're paying more than $6 an hour, $7 if this person's like really good, fast, and an expert, you're paying too much. You really can still find great people for just a couple dollars an hour. You're going to charge them by the hour for something like this. Well, that would probably be the best case. And you're just going to list out everything you need. And that's what's great about Odesk, as you guys know. That's one of the pros, that they monitors all their work. So a follow-up on my... As you guys remember, I sent out all these keynote slides to get made. Well, the smartest thing I did I found three people who do keynote slides, and that was their specialty. Well, what's funny is that two out of the three ended up doing really well. The other guy kind of did half the slides and fell off the planet, so I was able to transition that work over to the other two. Now I have more slides I need to get done, and only one out of those three is available to do them. So, you know, being able to kind of find a pool of people, and then now I can just email them. Now I can just contact them immediately and say, hey, I got more work for you. They can just log the hours in Odesk, and it's fantastic. So, Tori, I hope that clarifies that. Do we have any more, Dawn?
Yes, Sansi had asked, there's many varied tasks that, and I don't know if that's a male or a female name, I'm sorry, that's why I hesitated. I have many varied tasks that I'm sure would fill a full-time VA, but the tasks are so varied, I'm wondering if I could find someone that is good at a lot,
of course
doing
you
a
can.
Lot of stuff.
I mean, anything is possible, But that's also one of the reasons why we supplied the VA training. Now, here's the thing at the end of the day. If you can do it, then it is possible. So, for example, the business card into a database assignment is a great example, because that's really important. You're a networking fiend. I got big stacks of business cards. I don't know what to do with them half the time. And if you can set up a system with that, that's great. So if your first thing is, well, I want to put them online. I want to do something. I want to organize them somehow. Well, you can teach anybody how to do that. You can make a quick Jing video saying, please put the name in this column, the email in this one, this and that. So the first thing is anything that anybody, you could teach anybody how to do on the internet, like click this button, upload this, change this, do that, and repeat 1,000 times. Of course, one person can be doing all of that. But then we start getting into things that are more of a advanced skill set, like WordPress. Well, they have to know WordPress, but anybody can learn WordPress. All of you guys don't need to know it, but if I could sit here and teach you guys WordPress, and by the end of this hour, you guys would know the basics of WordPress, because it's as simple as using a Word document with Microsoft Word. So you need to look at what are the things that I can easily teach them. What are the things that James's VA Training Center can teach them? And then are there things beyond that that take more talent than just learning a skill, like graphic design? I have a specific graphic designer. I have a specific video editor, because those things are more of a talent that I may be able to teach you how to use Photoshop, but that doesn't mean you're going to make great logos. So yes, find someone and do a blend of someone who's got a base experience level with that ability and willingness to learn more, and you can absolutely get them to wear multiple hats. Just be aware that they might not be able to do graphics, they might not do video editing, they might not do more of the creative stuff, because they're really good at just the technical stuff. Okay? And that's why we have a couple VAs, because we find what their talents are. We found that Clint's wife, Jora Lee, is actually really creative in a lot of ways. So when we have a new ebook or product, she can actually go in and format it, make tables, add the pictures. She pretties up a lot of my blog posts for me. Well, that's of a lot of value to me, because I don't want to be wasting my time doing that. So we have her doing stuff like that. So hopefully that answers your question on that.
And one thing I just wanted to throw in there, we recently did, because there's several people in the team, and we've added, you know, they've all done some training or have gone through some training recently within the last couple months. And so we just kind of did an evaluation and, you know, went through every team member and said, you know, what are you good at, basic, intermediate, and advanced skills? What have you been trained on? So that way I have a really good, or we have a really good snapshot of what everybody is doing. And then we also asked them, what things do you like to do the most, so we can give them more of that, because obviously if they like doing it, then
yeah,
we get,
I like
really
that. Let's go ahead and move forward, and if there's any other questions, we're going to address that at the end. Here were the steps that we gave on the call. Sign up for online jobs or Odesk or wherever you think is the right place for you. Create and submit a job post. Make sure the title is very clear. Use the keyword virtual assistant or WordPress expert or anything like that. And try not to overcomplicate the description, but do include your requirements. Now, there was I think it was Al Jennings that shared this, or somebody shared this in the group. It's a great tip, because, yes, there are people that just copy and paste their application and say, here's why I'm the best, here's why I'm the best, and they don't read your description. And so you can say something like, please reply and include the word, you know, pink elephant at the bottom of your post so that I know you read this. That's totally great and understand. So hopefully you guys understand that. A lot of people will just copy paste submit to all the employers, and so you'll get a lot of people that do that. I don't always do that. Sometimes I do go, if you've read this far, you know, start the email with the word hello in all caps or something like that. That's a great way to test to make sure people are reading it. But at the same time, I don't really believe that just because someone isn't reading your entire post doesn't mean that they don't follow direction. Don't follow directions doesn't mean they're not a good employee. They just found a smart way to be efficient at communicating. And to be honest with you, if this was me in their shoes, I would probably do that too. I'd probably be copying and pasting until I found someone. Because if you're doing this for a few days, and you spend the time applying for the jobs, and no one's getting back to you because there's so many other Filipino employees. You're gonna get, or workers applying, and there's so much competition. You're gonna get a little discouraged, okay? And you might want to go, okay, this is not working. Let me go faster. Let me apply to more jobs, you know, because it's a numbers game. So I wouldn't discount or discredit someone completely just because they didn't write purple cow or pink elephant in your description. So just think about that. It will help you narrow down so you don't have 40 applications. You'll only have 5. But something to think about. Obviously, review the application. Set up a Skype interview. Some people had some questions about how to set up the Skype interviews. Honestly, I email them and I say, hey, you look great. I want to interview you. Here's my Skype ID. Hit me back. Let's talk. And then and I do that to a few people. And the first person who hits me back and Skypes me, I start talking. And then I have a 7-day probationary period. I pay my VA. If it's a virtual assistant full time, I pay them up front. If it's ODesk and you hourly, you pay them at the end of the week and it's all taken care of, so you don't have to worry about this. But if it's a full-time VA, I want a 7-day probationary period, but I personally pay them the week up front. I want them to know I'm serious. And you know what? If they're really bad, they take my money and run, it's a $65 lesson and it means I didn't do a good job on the interview and I start over and I find someone new. And then, like I said, pay 1 week up front. I look for someone who is passionate, young, full of energy, and responsive, eager to learn, has a thirst for life, mastery of the English language. Now, this is what I'm looking for a virtual assistant in the Philippines. Okay, that's the biggest thing, because the virtual assistant is going to be someone who's just willing to work hard on these simple little assignments for you that need to get done. Questions I ask, do you have computer and internet access? Are you available full-time? Are you going to be working for someone else? Do you have other jobs, other requirements, other obligations, school, whatever? What skills do you already bring to the table? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What do you like about working on the internet, working from your computer? What type of things would you not like to do? These are all things we went over last week, guys. They're just questions to keep in mind when you're interviewing a full-time virtual assistant for you and your business. What type of pay do you require, and when can you start? Simple questions like that. Okay, what I'm really excited to give you guys, and you don't need to write this down. This is good because we've given it to you guys as a Word document. It's in the group. I'll show you where it is in a second. But I call it the orientation process. So imagine when you bring on a new virtual assistant, there's a lot of your time that's wasted getting them up to speed. Okay, so some people get frustrated because they're like, oh, I've been through 2 VAs already. Well, a lot of the reason why you might be frustrated is because you spend a lot of time getting them up to speed in your business, communicating, telling them what to download, what they need, how it works, and all that stuff. So what if before you hire them, or as soon as you hire them on day one of your 7-day probationary period, you give them this document that tells them in order all the stuff they need to do before they can start working for you? In other words, it's their virtual orientation for you and your business. How to work for you. You're training them on how to work for you. So what we've given you, I'm going to teach it to you here, but what I've given you is a document that you guys can edit and then save it. You can make it your own. You can tweak it however you want and then give it to anyone that comes on your team. And we call it the orientation process. So you can take notes on this if you'd like, but like I said, we have this as a document for you and I'll show you at the end where that is. So the first thing I do is we want to include a little welcome message. This kind of sets the culture and the tone and the attitude. You know, I would say something like, hey, welcome and thank you for joining the James Wedmore team. We're, you know, passionate, creative entrepreneurs who want to help people and provide value, and we're always looking to do new and innovative things, and I encourage, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you want to do, this is kind of just like, you're welcome. It's the welcome mat for your business. Now, second thing is you want to have a list of required software and tools for them. Here are the first things you need to have on your computer in order for us to move forward from here on out. Now, obviously, one of those that we recommend is Dropbox, dropbox.com. They can sign up for an account and link to yours. Jing, which is free as well, and that way they can also learn how to use it. And anytime they have questions, they can capture images and video and send them over to you. And then I require them, this is me personally, Gmail. And that they send me their email address. Now, if you guys are using any type of team management or task management software that you need them to become a part of, you would include this here as well. What other required software tools do they need to have? Now, the third thing that I do is I require them to give me daily reports. So in here, I would say you are required to send me a daily report every single day where you list the work that you've completed, you log your daily hours, and you give me any questions or comments or feedback from the day. And then every Friday, you're required to send me a payday reminder. And I tell people, if you do not send me the payday reminder, I'm not going to remember to pay you. So you better remember this. Trust me, people do. And it will also list the past 5 days of work completed and the total hours that you worked. This gives me a great, you know, screenshot or bird's eye view snapshot of the week. Then we talk about payment information. I have them require all the things that Zoom.com requires of them, so you can have that in there, the name, the address, the contact info, etc. And then I teach them how I give them assignments. This is for me. You guys get to do it any way you want. We're going to talk about this more next week. All assignments are sent via email. My subject line starts with assignment. And then I say, please reply to every assignment when received for confirmation. So when I say assignment, please add this header, they got to email me back and say, got this, working on it now. And then I have them add the assignment to a task sheet in Google Docs, which I share with them. And then when they complete the assignment, they update the Google Doc and they email me. Okay, so pretty self-explanatory. Payment, rules for assignments, and then any other rules or requirements. I say, please notify me if due dates cannot be made. Do not hesitate to ask me questions on anything. That's a big one, guys. We're going to talk about that more next week, but you really have to encourage questions, especially with your Filipino VAs. They have to be able to have this two-way communication portal open with you that you're very supportive, you're there to help them. Please give me as much notice as possible for planned absences. That's really important. My pet peeve is when someone tells me, oh, tomorrow we're out of town, or tomorrow's my sister's wedding. I'm like, you needed to let me know at least a week in advance. So let people know this now, the first day they work for you. Yeah, exactly. Let me know ASAP if you're sick, if your internet is down, any other emergencies. The most frustrating thing to me is when I don't hear from them for 3 days and they go, sorry, I was sick. Well, I'm sorry you were sick too, but I needed to know that so I don't freak out because you haven't responded. I just need to know that you're sick. And so you need to make sure all these type of rules are clear so you set the framework, the foundation for a great relationship with your virtual assistant. So this is a document that we're basically giving you a template for. You get to make it personal and your own. You get to customize it any way you want and then send it off. As soon as you hire someone and say, please read through this and email me back as a confirmation that you have agreed to these terms, and then we can start. And if they don't agree or if they fail to follow one of these things down the road, you get to send this back to them and say, you know, you're not following the rules of your job description, and we have an issue here. Let me show you guys where that is really quick. If we go to the dashboard of Six Figure Outsourcing Secrets, it's this first button over here, which is the VA orientation. It's just a Word document that you guys get to edit, okay? So I'm on the dashboard of Six Figure Outsourcing Secrets, click VA orientation, and you'll get that immediately download. You get to tweak it, send it off to your team. Pretty cool little thing to save you guys some time. Let's go back here. And I want to share with you guys my latest outsourcing adventure on Odesk. Basically, as we're building out Real Marketing Insider, which is my membership site teaching video marketing, one of the biggest things that's really important to me is to have a community aspect. Now, you guys know we have the benefit and the value that we have with the Facebook group. Well, we've been looking and looking and looking for software that already exists that will allow us to have similar functionality of the Facebook group inside the members area so that you don't have to be jumping off to Facebook and everything can stay in one place. Well, I haven't found anything that fits my needs. So when this happens, and this definitely does happen, you'll want something and nothing exists, you can go and get it made. So today I put a job post on WordPress, on Odesk, that said WordPress WP plugin programmer needed. WordPress plugin programmer needed. Simple. In the job description, I'm looking for a skilled and advanced WordPress programmer. I know that this is an advanced assignment. I'm aware of the functionality that's going to need it. I don't know how to do programming myself, but I know that this is going to not just be this simple, like, 1, 2, 3 thing, it's done. This is definitely more complicated. So I'm looking for someone who's more advanced. And so I said that a few times. I need a plugin created. It's not the most simple plugin, but there are plenty of similar themes and related software applications that already exist that we can use for comparison. And then I tell them a little bit about what it's about. So they have an idea. Okay, I don't want to give the whole thing away. I don't want to tell them a little bit. I said basically it's a plugin that will create a simple group page in an existing blog, similar to a Facebook group. And I have examples that I can show you so that you know exactly what I need. Okay, so I'm clear to them. I'm making sure that they know that I'm very clear on what it is I'm doing. Within 30 minutes, I already had someone on Skype talking to me, and which was great. And let's see, before I get to that, so we talked on Skype. I interviewed him a little bit. I looked for his past assignments. We got clear on what it was that I wanted, and I kept getting sure and more sure that this guy knew what it is. We were on the same page, and I gave him examples and links to other stuff I liked. I wanted to get really clear that I could trust this guy, that he could create what I wanted. And then when I was pretty sure, I said, okay, how much? And I want to pay a lot for this because I want someone who will do this right and not a rush job. So we're actually paying a lot of money for it. But when we haggled down the price a bit and got it to the price we were both happy with, the net, and this is really important, what I did was I said, before I hire you officially, before I make you the... This was the first person I interviewed too, which, you know, I've been doing this for so long that I know what to look for. But before I said, before I hire you and choose you as the person who's going to create this, I'm going to send you an email that details everything that I need. Because with a big project like this, this is a big project. There's a lot of moving parts here, you know, from the design, the functionality, to integration in WordPress, making sure it works, cleaning out all the bugs, all that stuff. I don't want someone to half-ass this and say, well, this is what you said. I'm done. You know what? You got to give me more money if you want me to finish it or do this other thing. You didn't say it. So I said, before I hire you, I'm going to list out everything that I need from this. And if you agree to all these terms and all these functions that it needs to have, then and only then will I hire you on the agree-upon price. So here's just the example. The email cuts off. You don't have to read all this. But basically, at the top, I said, here's a detailed list of what I require with this assignment. If you have questions, let me know. And then I said the assignment, create a WordPress plugin that performs the Facebook group function on Facebook.com. And I gave a link to some examples. I used a lot of Jing here. You can see all these links. Those are Jing examples of other similar pieces of software that I liked their components. So you take time here. If you're making something like software or something that's a little bit more advanced, notice how detailed I get. There are actually about 8 different functions and requirements that I'm having, but I was very clear with each one. Must integrate with Wishlist member. Let's see. This plugin must be able to be compatible with multiple themes. So if I get this thing back and it doesn't work with my theme, this guy can't say, well, that's not my problem. Use a different theme. You know, I was very clear on what has to work. I talk about the group functionality, what the members can do, what options they have available to them, what it's going to look like, how you can change it, what kind of options the admin side can have, how easy it is to integrate this, all this stuff. I got as detailed as I can, and this might look complicated and say, I don't want to do this, but all you have to do is look at something that's already working. The success formula I gave you guys is model or swipe plus add the U factor and the X factor. Add your customization to it and add that X factor, what's going to make it even better. So I found that my closest comparison that's out there, the closest thing to what I needed, but it just isn't perfect. It isn't exactly what I was looking for. So I copied that and I said, here's what I needed on top of that. So he can look at that, and that's what all these screenshot images, the links are for. So now I've got myself covered. And because we're going through Odesk, if he doesn't fulfill on every one of these things that he has agreed upon, I don't have to pay him. And we scratch it, we find someone else. So, you know, there's a lot of safety in this where you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, $1,000, $2,000 is a lot of money for this piece of software. Well, it's not if I get it done right. So there's no risk involved when I do this because Odesk is amazing about covering you, the vendor or the employer, when hiring people that don't fulfill on their end of the bargain. If you guys have any questions about that, let me know. I want to just share with you some other things for Real Marketing Insider. We're getting a lot of cool graphics made. I think what I've seen in a trend in the last year especially is how important design is becoming than it ever has before. A lot of people said, oh, your websites can look ugly as all heck as long as they sell, as long as they convert. And I think a lot of people are moving away to having a cleaner, warmer, friendlier look. So when you invest in something, it looks good, it feels good, it's professional, it's clean cut, it's up to date. And I think that's really important. So we're spending a lot more time on the graphics, the quality of what things look like. So I have a graphic designer in the Philippines, believe it or not. You can find someone great on Odesk or 99designs. Who he's done the logo. This is the banner that's going to go at the top of the site. We have buttons, as you can see here. Here's the members only private group. Here's the login page, the little banner that's going to go there. Here is something really cool that we did. Under every video is a previous, next, and dashboard button so people can navigate to all the different videos with these simple buttons. Very clean, very simple. I love them. So some very cool buttons, just to show you guys what else I'm doing with this as the weeks go on, outsourcing a lot of this. One of the other things, and I shared this in our last one, is I'm really looking at ways that I can teach and communicate my message clearly and effectively. And one of the ways I want to do that is visually. So if I can map out simple strategies, simple concepts, and a visual platform, then I think I can communicate my message even better. So one of the first things, we have a lot of these. These are, you know, what I just call process maps or infographics or visual presentations, whatever you want to call them. It doesn't matter. But these are going to be included in every module in this training course. And the first one here that I introduce people to is your online strategy. And I basically tell people in a video that online, your strategy is two parts, to get more traffic and better conversions. It's only two things you need to focus on online marketing, traffic and conversions. And basically, video is one of the few things, which is in the middle, that does both. So we will break it down into, I share with them my video traffic trifecta strategy, show them a few other traffic things like JVs and affiliates, social media, paid ads, and then conversions gets broken down into leads and sales. So these, how I made these was I took out a pad of paper, I doodled them with little chicken scratch drawings on a piece of paper. I took a picture of them on my iPhone and I emailed them directly to my graphic designer and I said, make this pretty. Do your magic and make this look amazing. And he nailed it right on the head. And the intention with this is to give people a visual representation of what I'm teaching before I actually teach it and go into the specifics so they can see it. Very cool stuff. Very excited about these. I got a ton of these and all outsourced. So that's it for my training for today. That's the only content I want to give you guys. The rest, I really, because it is the Monday call, is to be able to give you guys some time to ask your questions. And then in about 15 minutes, we're going to do our giveaway for some cool books. So stay tuned for that, obviously. But Dawn, are there any, if you guys haven't put in your questions, now is the time. Yeah, please share some questions with me now.
Yes. We got all kinds. You know, I was going to say, as you were explaining the, you know, what you've got going with the membership site, I hope everybody realized, you know, how, because you outsource as much as you outsource, you know, you're not worrying about all those little, you know, backlinking and bookmarking and all that kind of stuff, and you're able to concentrate on the bigger picture strategies and also try and you know, doing mapping out those moving parts, and so that your end product, which at the end of the day, that's what all of us are selling with our products or services. How you present your end product, you can concentrate more on that, not only in the design itself, but also in how it functions, because people are getting more sophisticated. It's not going to be those, you know, put up a stealth site in 1 minute and have it done.
Absolutely.
Up. People, I know I am, you know, when you come to a site, you expect more. So you're able to spend the time on that because you've taken this first step of clearing your plate of all the day-to-day stuff that has to get done, but you don't have to do it. So I hope everybody caught that. Okay, so we've got some questions. Tori had asked when you were talking, if you would talk a little bit more about what kind of trial assignments and how many assignments should you give somebody in that first week when they're doing their
first week of test. Well, it all is going to relate. This is for a virtual assistant full-time that you're probably finding off of online jobs. We're talking about what kind of assignments you want to give for the trial week. It's all going to depend on what you really want them doing. So it should be the stuff that you want them doing. There should be some things that you do have them do every week. There should be something like uploading your videos or your blog posts or managing your blog or managing your email marketing or doing customer support or managing orders or doing something on a managerial basis that's consistent. We talk about the power of consistency a lot. What can they do on a consistent basis? So that's going to be the first thing you want them to start doing for you. And, you know, it's really up to you what you feel or how long you should and how many assignments. What I would do is just, you know, blast them with a bunch of stuff. Give them a bunch of stuff to do and see what they get done. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to handle the orientation, but it should be assignments that are related to what you see them doing for the remainder of the time that you have them. Another student of ours who I was speaking to, she did the affiliate, if you guys remember it, I'm not going to teach it again, the affiliate strategy that I taught on the last call or two calls ago, where you go into Google and search your competitor's product and contact all those people individually. And she created a little Jing video for her brand new VA and said, I want you to keep a Google Doc so I know how many people you've contacted, who's responded, all that stuff. And she said she's doing it with flying colors. And she wants that person, that VA, to be doing that every single week as the time goes on. So definitely you want to give them assignments that will demonstrate or have some sort of, you know, relevance to what it is they'll be doing once they're working for you. And the more the better. You want to be looking for things like how fast they get this stuff done. How organized are they? How well do they listen to you? Can they, you know, comprehend assignments? Or do you have to go back and forth with them from the get-go? Now, if you have to go back and forth, this is important, everybody. If you have to go back and forth with people because they did it wrong and then go, no, I said it like this. Why'd you do it like that? No, I didn't mean like this. And it goes back and forth. There's two reasons. It's either your communication or theirs. So first put the blame on yourself and go, well, maybe it's me. And take a minute and look at the email. They go, did this make sense? I mean, would anybody else get this? I have a video. I have images. I have arrows pointing at the exact thing I need. And I was very clear with this. You know, that's why I love Jing. You can just make a quick video. If I can explain it to you in 2 minutes on a video, that's fantastic. It saves a lot of my time. If they're still not getting that, then it's them. And they're just not making a connect. And that's when you know in that 7 days, goodbye. Time to find someone else. Because that's a huge thing. You need someone that really can get you. And Dawn sees the emails I send to my team now, and they're just like half a sentence. They barely make sense, but my team knows exactly what I mean when I send them off. And that's a magical thing. That's where we want to get everybody.
Right. Or get to the point where, you know, when you forget to ask them to do something, they remind you. Uh-huh. Which is always a nice thing. You forgot to say this time, do you still want us to be doing that? Which is awesome. Now, Nikki asked, you might have some words of wisdom. She says, I must have a mindset issue. I will be visiting Thailand early in July for a course and intend to interview VAs. I feel happier about having the team physically close to me. I find I'm resisting having someone I won't be able to meet with. face to face. Perhaps this is just an excuse, and she's got to figure this one out. So what about those people that are hesitant to hire somebody?
Yeah, well, the first thing
that,
I'll say is,
they can't
I mean, that's great you're going to go visit Thailand,
and
that's awesome, but, you know, and that's an exception. Not everybody's just going to go to Thailand. So what I would originally say is, you know, that's fine. You can hire someone local, but be prepared to pay them $20 an hour. And be prepared to, you know, put them on payroll and you know, take care of all those employee benefits and all that stuff. That, to me, is a lot scarier. That's a lot scarier. So I had this exact conversation with someone today. She's a big-time marketer, very successful. And we were at lunch today in the city. And one of the conversations I've been having with her is this exact same one. And she had a full-time VA that she was paying in the States for $50 an hour. And I said, drop her. You can't afford her. You're only using her 1 hour a week. That doesn't do anything for you. Just giving someone $50 for 1 hour a week, 1 hour per week for 4 weeks, it just doesn't do anything. So, and she's like, that's what she kept saying, was like, I feel like I need this person. And a couple of us were both like, there is something magical about Skype. So if you can find someone, it can be in the States still. If you can afford someone in the States, you can find someone for much cheaper than $50 an hour, you know, $10 to $20 an hour. You can definitely find someone. There's a lot of people out there for $10 an hour that are in the States. The magic of using Skype video chat, it's like they're there. It's the closest thing, and you really don't tell the, you can't tell the difference. So one of our students has an American virtual assistant living abroad, and they speak weekly or two or three times a week over Skype video chat. So they look at each other, they see each other, and they have meetings, and it works out phenomenally well. So yeah, maybe you have a mindset issue, and that's fine. So I'm saying that there are ways around it. If you still feel like you need to be in person or whatever, I promise you, you will feel that way when you have a Skype video chat with someone. You really do feel that connection, like they're right there, like you're just talking to someone through a car window or something. And it's the next best thing. Dawn and I used to live, when I was in California, lived 20 minutes away from each other, and we talk more now while I'm in New York City, and it's just because of the magic and the technology of the internet and Skype, and we're on Skype all the time together. So there's that. Plus, the last piece I'll say is, if you are going to go to the Philippines, if you are going to find someone at a very low price, just understand that they can just do small little stuff. I have people that do have, I mean, I have Dawn working with me, and I still have people in the Philippines, and there are people that have a Dawn in their business and don't have someone to do that little stuff. And it drives me crazy, because I said, you're wasting and draining the energy of this high valuable right-hand man or woman to do stuff that they should not be doing. They should be doing stuff at a way higher level. So understand that you can just let go of little stuff like data entry or organizing emails or basic little stuff. So I understand your concern. Focus on little stuff. Stuff that's, well, I've been just doing it myself because it takes 5 minutes, or I don't do it because I just don't have the time, and it's not that important if I don't do it. Now you can have someone and start small, take baby steps. And I mean, the latest thing is, I'm just addicted to outsourcing, and I think a lot of other people that are doing this can say the same thing, because it's just this great feeling when you do let it go off your plate.
Yeah. But little bits at the time. And, you know, when you really step back and think about how much business you do on a daily basis where you have never met the people, I mean, think of all the companies that you deal with it. You know, you might call their customer service reps, or things when you purchase them over the, if you purchase something over the internet, you didn't talk to a salesperson, you didn't, you know. So when you really stop and think about how much business you do on a daily basis, and you have no idea who, you know, you've never met the person, that might make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's just more common now than it was before. Okay, so Susan asks, she has a VA that she's interviewing that wants to be a social media manager, but she hasn't done it before. She says she's done a little bit of Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and etc. The VA seems super passionate, and that's what she needs in a VA, or that's what she needs the VA for most, the social media. And Susan doesn't know social media that much herself. So how should she go about testing her skills, or gauging what
this
kind
is a
of results
great question
are good
because there's a few things going on here.
The
first one
stuff.
Is that you have someone who doesn't have experience, although they have the desire, and that's always magical for me when I hear that they don't have the experience. They want to do something that you don't have the experience on. So how do you track the results? How do you know this person's actually working for you? So this is where you need to take the time with this person and have a high-level strategy conversation. Okay, so, and this is where I get a little frustrated with people only because I feel like everyone gets so excited about social media, they get so excited about video, or they get so excited about one particular widget or shiny red ball, and they don't understand the strategy that goes behind it. We're not outsourcing, guys. We're not learning outsourcing so we can put another Boy Scout or Girl Scout badge on our shirt. We're not outsourcing just so we can say, I know how to outsource. We're outsourcing so that we can let go more things off our plate and focus on the things that really bring us money, right? So we need to know, you need to be able to know what it is that brings you money. So you need to have a conversation with this person on a strategy level that says, let's start with something. Well, you know in your business how you make sales. You know how the money comes in. And if you don't, then that's a whole nother conversation that you need to have with a business coach, a marketing coach, or something like that. But you need to know, well, how is a sale made? Well, first I collect leads, and then I follow up with those leads. Maybe I call them. Maybe they email. Maybe they're part of an autoresponder sequence. Maybe I get them on a webinar. Maybe I get them whatever. You know how to do that, and you know how to convert a cold to a warm to a hot to a sale, right? So when you know that process, you need to go, okay, well, where does social media plug in to that? And that's where you need to start this conversation with this person. Go, well, what I'd like to do as the business owner, as the marketer, go, I'd like to build my list. I'd like to collect more names and email addresses. So how do we do that, potential social media manager? And that person is going to say something like, well, if we set up a Facebook fan page, we can build leads with that. And go, okay, well, tell me more. How are you going to do that? Well, I don't know. Then go, well, then I can't have you be my social media manager if you don't know. I mean, then the conversation's done. So then if that's where it goes, then you go, well, listen, I'll buy a course for you, or you go buy the course or whatever, or we'll split it, and I need you to go through this specific course, and we recommend a few, and I can answer those recommendations if you have some, and go through the course and then follow what the course says. That's one of the great things. You'll never have information overload when you outsource because your VAs, your social media managers can go through the training. They can stay up to date for you. So let's say they go, well, I have an idea. We can use Facebook fan pages. We can give them that free audio of yours or that free video, and we can get likes, and we can build your list. And you're going to say, okay, I like it. You know, you're going to be putting in X more hours. I'm going to have to pay you more money. So I have to justify that somehow. So you set up benchmarkers or you set up goals and you say, okay, well, when are you going to get this done? Well, I could have the Facebook up page by the end of the week, and we could start generating leads and likes by the end of the next week, and we're going to do all this. And go, okay, well, let's check in 15 days out or 2 weeks out, and I need to have, you know, I need to see how many leads we have in. And in fact, if we don't have at least, you know, like one new lead a day or whatever it is to balance it out to make it worth your while, you stop it. So what I'm trying to say here is that if social media doesn't plug into your existing strategy in a way that you can measure results, you can't be doing it. You can't be doing any of this stuff because you're just giving money to somebody to do stuff, but it's not yielding any ROI that you can see. You need to be able to see, well, more traffic came to my website, or I got more leads, or I actually made sales every time I do this, or whatever. If you can't track any of that, if you can't follow that process, and you can't have put someone in place to do that for you, you're just spending money for them to just update your status with cool quotes. and that's not managing your social media accounts. So this is a really great question. This is really important because it's very easy to just give money to people to just say, yo, yeah, I'll update your Facebook status every day. Well, what does that do? It needs to be part of a strategy. Well, every other day, I'll post one of your videos or one of your blogs, or I'll send people to your website or your free report or whatever, and go, okay, now we're talking. Now we're going to get some traffic. But on those off days, I'm going to be connecting. I'm going to be adding you in the groups. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. So hopefully that clarifies things a little bit. But as long as you know what your end goal is and they know how to get you to that end goal, they're going to be a good social media manager. And then if you set up benchmarks and goals, like, well, I need to see that I'm getting opt-ins. I need to see that I'm making sales from this. And if they can't show those numbers in a few weeks, well, then you need to try another strategy.
Very good. And then Sansi had asked, when you are in that first week of trying them out and you need to give them passwords and access to certain things,
are you saying
where is
the
best
VA
place
training
to
center?
Start so they don't have access to all of your information?
Oh, right.
No, when you hire somebody for that first test week, what guidelines could you give them as far as passwords that
they
should have access to?
It's really up to you. I would not give them
in that first week
email or Gmail account. And that thing with the Philippines too is you can always, there's always going to be a higher level of trust. Okay. What you can do is, here's a great tip, is instead of giving them your access to your WordPress site, you can make them an administrative user, so they have their own username and password, and that means you can delete them, or you can just make them an editor if they're writing something or whatever. You can give whatever level of access, but then you can delete them if you need to, and that makes it really easy. So, it's a great question. I wish I could get very, very specific. I think email and PayPal and money accounts are obviously things you don't want to be given out in the first week or even the first month. WordPress is okay. We've done that, no problem. We just monitor it, you know, and when they're done or before we let them go, we change that. So,
Right. And the other thing is, if you have somebody like a web developer or somebody that needs to get into your cPanel account, the way that I have always done that is I'll go in and I'll make a backup before I give them the access. I'll make a backup of everything on the cPanel. And so that way, if they go in there, and not so much if they're going to be dishonest, because I think most people are honest, but if they do something that wasn't supposed to happen, or they make a mistake or whatever, you have that backup. It's on your hard drive. So if you have to call it up again, you can do that. So that's a security if you have somebody that has to go into your whole website. There's also, if they're working on a site that's not your main site on your hosting account, because you know how you can go in and when you initially set up your hosting account, you've got your main URL that you're using, and a lot of times you can add additional websites into that main hosting account. So if the site that they're working on is not the main site, then you can actually give them just access. I believe it's FTP access, or give them an FTP account just for that specific site that they are working on, if it's one of the other ones. If it's the main site they're working on, you can't do that, at least through Bluehost. If they're working on the main site, they'll have access to everything. Like, but that, just make your backups, helps you sleep better at night and you don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's see. We have Rob had asked, how often should we talk about a pay raise for your VA during the first year?
Yeah, I don't think there's any right or wrong questions or
review every
right
3 months during the first year. What are your thoughts on that?
I've had one guy who kept asking for a raise like almost every month, and it was so annoying to me that I actually let him go because of that reason and that reason alone. while I have other people who will never bring it up, and then I'll surprise them with a raise and they love me for it. So it's up to you. There is no right or wrong, like, set pattern. It is nice to give a raise, and it's nice to notice that when someone works for you for a while, that seniority it builds up adds a lot more value to you. You're not spending your time going back out there looking for new people or getting stuck or getting lost. And you have there's something manageable just having a problem and just saying, hey, go fix it. Because that's all we want. We want to be able to push a button and have something be fixed. And that's what these people can do for us. And they've been able to do that for me time and time again. So when they do stuff like that, I know that it's a lot of value because I'm not wasting any of my valuable time doing that, and I keep giving them raises, and I gave them another big raise on their 2-year anniversary. So it can be set. I wouldn't necessarily make it set so they expect it every couple of months on the month. Sometimes I do it like right before we start another big project or right after we finished a project, so that they're motivated to keep going and working hard. So whatever feels right to you. Yeah.
Yep. And bonuses are nice too. You know, if you don't, that's another strategy. If you don't want to do, if you have your budget set, if you're, you know, you're in that those starting stages, and you have your budget set at, you know, whatever it is, $75 a week, but you just finish something and you say, gosh, I want to reward them, but I'm not quite comfortable going up to, you know, $85, $90, $100 a week or whatever, just bonus them, you know, because if you just got a big windfall mm-hmm. for some work that they've helped you with, you know, just share the love a little bit. And then it keeps you on budget too. And then Sansi had asked, since you were talking about your WordPress plugin, this kind of goes hand in hand with that. I have an idea for software, but I am not sure where to start. She needs a programmer that can integrate software that will interact with Amazon inventory.
Cool.
But she doesn't even know.
The first thing is, you got
to
do your research and just start typing in any way that you think it's called.
If you have an idea,
type it into Google.
You don't even
see if it already exists. Look for plugins. Look for software, whatever. Whatever it is. Look for it. And if it does exist, or it exists kind of what you're looking for, that's the easiest way to get it made, because you can say, oh, I want mine to do this, but also do that as well, or do this one thing differently, or this is not a plugin, and I want it to be a plugin for WordPress or whatever. So look for what already exists, and then you can go to Rent-A-Coder or Freelancer or Odesk, which we always recommend starting there, and just say the basics of what you need. You know, I need this. I'm looking for a piece of software. Maybe it is a plugin. You know, let's say it's a plugin. I recommend when you're creating software, like, it should be something that integrates with WordPress. That's a big recommendation. Then more people can use it. And there's going to be a lot of people that do WordPress plugins. So, and just kind of explain what it is. Well, it works with Amazon, or it works with different e-commerce websites, and works with their API in order to aggregate different products. Can you make this? Chances are what you're thinking of has already been made, at least on some level. I mean, there's just so many people creating so many amazing things today that what I wanted was very similar, that I just needed to make a few changes and tweaks, and it was very easy, and I'm pretty sure you'll have that same experience. So start with looking for something that's already there, and then just see if you can find someone to modify it. You might even be able to contact the original programmer. That's another great way. I've done that before. Yes.
Nice. One last one. You want to take a strategy question? Okay. Anita had asked, what is the best way to use my new full-time VA to bring in traffic to sell her new
metaphysical
marketing mastery home study
online? I'm going to just list out all of
brand
them
new product
that I can think of off the top of my head. Now, here's your job, Anita. You need to look at the ones that seem most realistic to you and move forward with those. But I never recommend having more than like 3 main traffic strategies, because anybody can play around with 10 and do nothing with them that get results. But few people actually go really deep and get really well, do really well at just a few. So for example, I could tell anyone and everyone under the sun to get a Facebook fan page, but if you're not going to use it and use it right and spend enough time to manage it properly, what's the point? You're just going to be like everyone, 90% of the other fan pages out there that are unmanaged and don't do anything. Okay, so keep that in mind. So let's go through them. First of all, finding JVs and affiliates. Okay, I gave this strategy on last week's call. If you weren't there, go look in the recording. But any way that you can have your VA start to accumulate a list of potential JVs, joint venture partners, or affiliates to promote for you is going to be fantastic. So, which also means that you should have an affiliate center. This is one of the easiest ways that you can get more traffic, is get leverage other people's traffic. So, but there's so many routes that we can go just with this. You can do webinars with these people. You can do guest blogs, guest articles. You can have them do email blasts for you, whatever it is. So really the VA's job is to find these websites and this contact information, and you start to, maybe they sent out a template email, a blank, you know, a basic email template, but start to build relationships with some of these people so you can work together. Okay, so any strategies for finding JVs and affiliates is great. When we have social media, let's talk about social media. You can outsource Facebook ads, but I would recommend you starting it yourself, getting a Facebook ad course. I'm going to write down one for you. Her name is Victoria Gibson. She's the FB ad queen. She has a great course. FB Facebook ads, have them manage it would be fantastic. Okay. And, you can do the Facebook fan page, but you got to have a strategy there. And if you're looking for a strategy for that, Amy Porterfield's FB Influence is a great course for that. Obviously, creating YouTube videos is what I'm going to totally recommend, and you can outsource a lot of that. Get your videos created and outsource the rest. And obviously, through Video Traffic Academy, you're going to find the specifics for that. Also in Facebook, connecting with people in groups and even creating your own group. So if you're... Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm just typing it so I can see it.
James,
I can read it again.
Are you typing
so
we can see that?
Connecting groups and creating, creating your own groups.
Okay.
Is a great thing. This is if you like Facebook and you can engage with people in Facebook. Now another thing, doing guest articles or guest videos for other bloggers in this space is going to be fantastic. And so getting your VA to find that type of stuff and help set that up for you is going to be great. Also, going back to the JVs and affiliates, telesummits and what are the other ones? Just, what would you call if it's not a telesummit, like an info summit, where there's a bunch of experts together. That's going to be fantastic. Now, the next thing that we want to look at as far as traffic is SEO and keyword research. Now, I go over a lot of this stuff in Video Traffic Academy, which is why it's so important to go through that, because if you can uncover like 15 to 20 keywords that you know your ideal customer is searching for when they want to find you, you can make your videos and blog posts based off of those keywords, and your VA can help manage your WordPress blog and get your stuff ranked so that when people type it in Google, they find you. Okay, so those are some good ones to get started: SEO, keyword research, and blogging. And then the last thing I would just look definitely just even if all they did was look for JVs and affiliates that you could work with and stuff, that'd be fantastic. Absolutely. There's a lot of other things, and we're gonna introduce a course that I recommend next week called Traffic Siphon. You guys are gonna get a look at that a little bit next week. It's got all these little mini things that, like, they're little PDFs that are a couple pages long. You hand them to a virtual assistant, and they can do all these cool things like comment on blogs and do article marketing for you, all that cool stuff. But these are like bigger ones that can be really effective and powerful. But you can't do them all, at least not to begin with. You know, you need to start with one or two and grow from there. Just even doing your own webinars and sharing them on social media. Like every time we do a free webinar, we get a bunch of new leads and new sales. So we get traffic to the webinars by getting people to share them on social networking sites. So that should be some stuff. I'm going to go through that one more time. Finding JVs and affiliates and connecting with them in some way. On social media, we have everything from managing Facebook ads. We have Victoria Gibson's Facebook Ad Queen course, fan pages, Amy Porterfield's FB Influence, connecting with groups, connecting with people in groups, creating your own group, and YouTube, obviously, doing guest articles and videos for JVs and affiliates that have higher ranked blogs and websites, and then obviously SEO. You know, getting ranked inside of Google is going to be fantastic. So know your keywords, blogging, video blogging, stuff like that. Those are some great examples. Anything you can do with webinars will be fun. And then you can just write down traffic siphon, and we'll get to that next week. Yeah, let's go ahead and take one or two more questions, and then we'll wrap it up because it's already 8:15 over on the East Coast.
Very good.
Oh, you did? Okay. Gotcha. I'll just make you an organizer.
I lost my question box.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, I had to log back in. Here. I clicked something. Okay. So maybe look at the bottom.
Someone asked Victoria who. It's Victoria Gibson, FB Ad Queen. Let's see. None of this is on the screen. Everyone's saying that. I know it's not Gibson on the screen.
Okay, I think we got everything else that was above.
Rob Mullen says, was the JV partner research that James just spoke about on the Monday or Wednesday session? I'm 99% sure it was on the Monday session. It was a pretty cool little trick that I used for that, and I recommend you guys doing that. So did you see anything else, guys? Last minute for questions. Otherwise, I'm going to end the webinar. Looks like that's it. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry. I almost forgot to do our giveaway. That's why you guys are still here. Thank you for that. All right, so Dawn's got a list of names. So she's going to and send out a couple copies for you guys. This is a book I'm reading right now called Mastering the Rockefeller Habits. I believe his name is pronounced Vern Harnish. And great book, kind of just gives you a great way of looking at how to build your business, how to grow it at another level of just organization and leadership. Very cool. Recommend if you guys don't win it, that you pick up a copy on Amazon. So, Don, why don't you take that list of names, close your eyes, and just point to one at random, and we'll have our first winner for the evening. All right, Al, congratulations. We'll make sure, Don, make sure you have him down.
All right,
and,
I've got
Al, you're gonna email
Albert Jennings.
Just email support@jameswedmore.com and we'll, with your address. Mm-hmm. And Don and I, a mailing address, physical address where you want this book sent, Mastering the Rockefeller's Habits. Al, congratulations. You've been kicking
mailing
some butt,
address,
so
please.
You definitely deserve it. Yes. And let's do one more.
Yay!
Stracio. All right, Judy, congratulations. Also, Judy, please email
that would be
support@jameswedmore.com so we can expedite the shipping process. We'll know where to ship the book to you. And awesome, guys. So thank you again, you guys, for joining us on the call. Congratulations to our winners, Al and Judy. Congratulations on everyone for taking action. We're halfway through this. A lot of you guys have already hired people. You're already outsourcing. It feels great. Keep it up. Keep it going. Next week, we're going to go deeper, talking a lot about how to get efficient and systematized with the communication process so that this becomes a long-term habit for you and your business of letting go a lot of things. This is where it gets really cool, and I'm excited to share some tools, resources, tips, and tricks with you guys. So see you in just a few days. On Wednesday, we got a ton more to go over. In the meantime, hang out in the Google group, or the Facebook group, excuse me, and support and share with other people your progress, and I'll see you all Wednesday. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.